Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
The pandemic has taught me that many things, not great things, but many things that, you know, people in life, you need time alone.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Well, I totally left our microphone and our computer in the house, but we are going to do this via cell phone because we are, well, the podcast is due today and it is today, so.
You know, someone said to us, you two are always hustling. Every day we hustle.
There's no choice. This is what the pandemic is. The pandemic is this whole article going around, you cannot have children and a job. I feel like that's been our last 8 years. You know what I mean? Like, we've been squeezing minutes out of days that we don't have with little to no help.
It's a lot worse now.
It's a lot worse now, not because the kids are home, but because there's no moment for your brain to rest.
Oh my gosh, I saw your Insta story last night at 10 o'clock saying your kids had just gone to bed. And I looked and I, you know what I did?
What'd you did?
I turned it up loud so Mark could hear because I wanted him to know, like, because for some reason when I say it, it's not the same, you know? But I was like, see, like, there's no time to ourselves. Like, we're like, it's 10 o'clock at night, which is a normal bedtime.
For me.
For any adult.
Not for children.
No.
For me.
Yes. And the kids were just going to bed, and then we had a full meltdown, and it went on to 11 o'clock.
Your husband. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that guy, he just kept throwing it down.
Yeah, it was too late. They went to bed too late. Yeah. I was exhausted. I fell into bed. I'm like, there's not a fucking minute in the day. I just was like, you know, the pandemic has taught me that many things, not great things, but many things that, you know, people in life, you need time alone in the day. You need, like, if little children need a timeout because they're overwhelmed by the day, the fundamentally, when you're at your core of being a little person and you love your family and you need your family, but you still need moments alone, so do adults.
And so do dogs.
So do dogs. Everybody does. Everyone needs a moment where they can decompress, because if you never have a moment to decompress, then you're never your best self. So just always remember that when babies are overstimulated and they're bawling and they're screaming and they've had too much, like, you know, when they get overtired, they start to cry. Why does that change as an adult?
I don't know. But, you know, sometimes I wish I could cry. You know, for my friends who are like, or to people, and they're like, you know, I just, you know, I read this and I bawled, or, you know what, I just bawled. Because I know what it's like when you cry. I don't know why I know what it's like when you cry. Maybe it's because I see it through my children.
It's like cathartic.
It's so cathartic. And afterwards, they're so relaxed. Like babies, right. Like when they cry a lot, or like tantrums, and then they fall asleep.
Yeah.
So that must feel good to cry.
Yeah. It's tiring. It releases It's like an orgasm.
It's beautiful. Or yeah, it's like working out. And then after you have those endorphins, like it must just feel so relaxing and good. So we were saying, I wish, you know, sometimes I really wish that I could cry. But the other thing I was going to say was, when I was in my teens to actually all of my life until recently, but more like being a mom, I think, I never liked time alone, and I never liked to be alone, and I always wanted my friends there. And like, I'd wake up in the morning on a Saturday or Sunday, I would go hang out with friends till I went to bed. I never wanted to be alone. I was fine with, and people are like, oh, I love alone time. No, none of it. I didn't need any of it.
But you had alone time without even knowing you had alone time.
Probably, yes.
Right?
So
you were
now,
alone with your thoughts, if that makes
sometimes.
Sense.
Sometimes. But now it's like zero time alone, because even when the kids are gone, the husband's always there.
I know.
And you know, at the same time, it's like, I want him to be able to go back to the office, which he doesn't have to, but I want him to, because I think that would be great. But then, no, there's no one to take care of my kids. So it's like, I don't want him there, right. But I don't have another option. And I reached out to a couple people saying, I'm going to start to need some help.
And any response back?
Nothing. Thank you for asking.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, so.
I will say, though,
in
a positive, beautiful way, today the boys had hockey camp for 1 hour.
60 minutes, thank you very much. 60 minutes to get dressed, 60 minutes to get undressed, and 60 minutes on the ice.
Doesn't matter. It felt so good, and they are euphoric.
Mine came home and got in a fight with my husband.
Which one?
Tucker.
Oh, well, obviously.
He's like, what happened to him? I'm like, he was fine when he came off the ice.
The other two are euphoric and happy and sweaty, and they are, you know what I mean? Like, they're just, like, they were giddy off the ice. Mm. And I was like, they probably feel like they've contributed to society, and they feel good about their world. They're like...
And it was also, which was so great, was there was a stranger on their team.
Right? So they
Right?
They were like, oh, God, danger, stranger.
No, it was Teddy was like, it is like, he's a really good hockey player, but he's never been on a team. His mom was wearing this. Like, you know...
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. He's never played hockey.
He's
never played on a team.
Yeah. Well, it was great for them to be out in the world. I guess my point is, little glimmers of normalcy are normalcy, whatever that is. What's fucking normal?
It's like nothing's normal. It was just like getting your hair done. It's like we're all slowly preparing for the end, you know?
Right.
Which is really the beginning.
Right. Like when we can just walk in an airport and like get on a plane, or is masks going to be forever now?
I literally cannot breathe. I can't breathe. I'm claustrophobic. I'm claustrophobic without it, let alone claustrophobic with it. I don't know what people do, because the whole anxiety, like, and I understand people that have anxiety for disease.
Yeah, yeah.
Is one thing, but anxiety for breathing, there's Frank. For breathing is another thing. And to be able to muzzle yourself when you have anxiety, you're not breathing properly.
Right.
Now you're having anxiety to get out into the world. And I was out and about yesterday. I thought to myself, a lot of people are going to be very nervous for the world to start because they've been inside for so long.
Not only that, people, I'm thinking about our children who will be going back to school.
And they won't know how to act.
and they'll be like, oh my God, like we have been their safety net and their everything for so many. I really think there's going to be major anxiety going back to school.
Oh my God, it's going to be worse than you could ever have imagined. If you dropped off your kid and they cried before. Although, yeah, you know what? My friends whose kids are at camp now, they're fine. But they always were fine. They always went to daycare. They're always fine.
Oh, so they're all fine now at camp.
Oh, they're loving it.
Maybe they'll all love it and be like, yay. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but I can feel the anxiety in my one of life coming back. And not because she's afraid to get sick, but just because she's been out of a routine for so long.
Yeah.
And I mean, Chloe hasn't even started school. Like, because JK was kind of like start, stop. There was strikes in there. Remember the strikes before COVID? So she was off. I mean, then sometimes she was half days. Like, she did JK for maybe a total of 3 months. Because do you remember the strikes?
Oh, I remember the strikes.
For weeks on end.
Yes, that was great.
You remember that part?
Yeah, before we went away for COVID.
Yeah. So I was just
it's
like...
It's almost like the world was preparing us. You know, don't be surprised when they're going to be home forever.
SK is going to happen, and I'm not even sure it's going to happen.
Two things. Australia is back on 60-week lockdown.
60?
6 week. They went out, and they're back in. I know this because I follow our stripper, Will.
Oh, he's back on lockdown.
Yeah. Number one. And number two, our other stripper has just, he's in the UK, and I think things are starting to open up there, and they have released their tour starting October 2020, and it goes all the way to, like, December.
Sorry, they get to have crowds of people.
Yeah. Because pubs are open.
Outside? We could do a show outside.
No, pubs, I think, inside the UK are open.
Really?
I believe. And so, yeah, but they figure by October they'll be able to have strip shows.
Wait a minute.
As we Google.
So are we going back to the UK?
Oh, my God. That would be crazy.
You know what I mean? Is it time to go to the UK?
And then we totally have to collab with Scummy Mummies.
In reality, how many of you are feeling comfortable? How many of you, and, like, leave it on Instagram or a comment. Like, Leah, go over to Instagram and let us know in our DMs. We've been talking about shows, and I'm like, is it disrespectful to put a show on, or is it free choice? So if you put a show on and it's those people's choice to come on, because we know Chase Rice got, you know, major backlash for putting a show on. But, like, it's like, where does the responsibility lie? Like, if people are like, we want you to come to a casino and there's a business behind it, is it our responsibility for being irresponsible for doing it? Or are people like, I want to go, I want to be there?
Yeah, it's your choice to be in a place or not be in a place.
If it's legal.
As long as it's publicly open.
Right. So why did he get backlash?
Was it allowed?
Well, yeah.
Well, then I think people just want to, I don't know all the details, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying, though,
yeah,
right?
No, totally.
So it's like, are you socially responsible for these decisions? And, you know, I would love to get back on tour. You know, we canceled our New York show way back in March. Thank God we did. And people had flown in. But it was like, no one really knew how bad it was. But it was bad. And we were like, we are moms. And if someone comes to our show, and most likely someone would have had COVID because of just the destination we were in and the rampant place it was going in, and it and New York shut down literally
that
day.
Part of New York, what was it called?
Oh, like Hoboken. Was it Hoboken?
No, it wasn't Hoboken.
It was in Jersey.
Yep, and it was just basically lockdown city.
Lockdown city, and they hadn't hit New York yet. But we were like, oh, why would it come? You just didn't know how fast it traveled, right? And so when we shut down the show, everyone's like, boo, obviously, boo.
Everyone was like, boo! And we were even bigger boo.
We were like, well, I guess the venue was like, boo. And we're like, I guess the bigger picture is that...
We needed to set an example at that time.
Yes. Yeah. So are we still setting an example, or have we learned more, or is everyone going to have to wear masks? Are they going to be like every other seat, or is it going to be a half empty theater, or like, would you care? Go over to Instagram at CatNat and leave us your DM us about
because
this.
Because that's the other thing too, is people are, there's a big controversy towards if school goes back on, would you send your children?
Oh my God, it's every day. There's controversy all over the mom Facebook groups.
So I asked my nanny, who can't come anyways because she doesn't have a car, but she said, I said, well, I'm going to need some help. Could you help me find someone? And she asked me, are your kids going to school in September? And I was like, yeah. Because I didn't know about all these conversations. So I didn't know some people were so against it.
So nannies are on hot dial down because they need people to watch their kids now and while homeschool. Are her kids going to school?
Who?
Or her?
She didn't answer. Or maybe I didn't ask. The conversation ended.
Interesting. I think there's no right or wrong, and I don't judge people who are or who aren't. I was just really curious, and, you know, I feel like this thing is changing so rapidly that by, like, you know, by November, it could be gone, or it could be so bad that you can't walk out the door. I just
know, too, if I had kept my kids home and I saw the other kids, like, carrying their backpacks and going to school, and I had my kids inside, this is just, like, me, right? I'd be like... Oh my God, they look so normal. And like it's such a second guessing yourself kind of thing. Like, I want to be safe.
Listen, I I can't do, I am holding on by my fingertips, and I have, because my husband's not home, I have someone who comes in and gives me a minute. But I am, when I say I'm hanging on by my fingertips, I am like, I'm hanging on a cliff by my fingernails that What's are fake that if, might pop off.
Ooh, so what happens when you fall? Is it good down there?
No, no, no. Like, I couldn't sleep last night because I was like, what happens if I actually mentally break? And then, like, what if Nat and I both, Luke,
because
you almost lost your mind yesterday, right?
I know,
so
yes.
I was like, shit, I feel, when you were saying that, I'm like, I understand what you're saying because I feel.
You know who I feel like I'm going to be? This is going to sound bad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think that I might lose my mind and I might end up being, did you have an aunt who was naked in the streets?
Yeah.
See, that's.
She was bipolar, so.
I know.
Yes.
Sometimes I think that could happen to me.
Yeah, she had a psychological break before they knew that she was.
And that's not the first person we know who's been bipolar break. And had psychological breaks naked in the streets. So I don't know if I should, like, make sure that I'm, like, fully groomed for when that happens so it's less embarrassing, or.
I feel, and it's not, like, I said to, who did I say, to you or to my husband, where I was like, what are people doing right now who are not as stable as we are? Like, I'm on the verge of, like, not being okay. Listen, in the grand scheme of things, I think we all have those days, but, like, on the days that are like that, it's like, I just sit there and I'm like, oh God, this is everything, their voice is annoying. Everything is annoying to the point where I'm like, there's no end. Like, no one, how is everyone okay with no end? And how is everyone okay with throwing around 2 days a week for school? How is everyone just like, sounds great. It boggles my fucking mind that no one else is on the verge of just being like, someone organize this shit and let's get this shit going. And why are we waiting until September for school? What, they've been out for 6 months.
What's the next date? It's July 31st. They have to make a plan?
August 4th.
Okay, good. Got a few more days.
They have to roll out what their new plan is, but guaranteed they will be part-time in September. 100%.
Okay, so maybe just September, though.
Yep, maybe.
And then maybe after Canadian Thanksgiving, we're back in action.
Yep, but guaranteed. Mm-hmm. And so every parent everywhere in Ontario or whatever is like, okay, great. So
okay, great. So what about my job?
What am I? And it's women. I just can't. I mean, I could beat this pony's dick till the day comes.
What's a pony's dick like?
Big.
Like a horse?
Yeah. Bigger, maybe.
No, it's not bigger.
I mean,
it could be bigger.
You don't know that. You know what I mean? Don't judge a pony's dick by a pony. You never know what comes out of that socket. Huge, huge, huge.
What does a dog, a girl dog's...
Nope.
Is there something that comes out a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not.
Just tell me.
Is there something? It's hairy.
Is there anything?
No, I'm going to barf, actually. Stop. I'm not going to... Google it.
Do you have to check it?
I'm going
to
Google it. I'm not doing this.
I don't want to Google it. I'm afraid what I'm going to see. Just curious.
In terms of business, you know, we did a post, an Instagram post where...
Ugh, Jason.
Where I was just like...
We were like, Carol Baskin. By the way, I was just on the toilet and I was thinking, is Carol Baskin being investigated further for killing her husband?
Isn't she dead?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
She killed her husband, whacked him.
Well, we'll have to find that out, but they must know something that we don't. I mean, that's a whole train wreck on its own. But I was saying that we as tour was taken away, and that was our income. And we don't really have an income. Like, we could project what we were going to make for the year based on a numerous amount of things, but yeah, we don't got much toots.
I just definitely feel like I was telling Mark that when we do get to go on the road, I'm like, you're prepared, right? You're prepared for me to be gone.
And what did he say?
Yeah. Because he knows it's going to be money, right? So I'm like, people are going to be... You think it was crazy before?
All right, now it's going to be...
There's going to be so many more
people.
We're
going to have a GoFundMe for strippers.
So we can get more.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah, like, we'll have to have a GoFundMe for, like, you know, like 50. Like
50.
Yeah, it'll be like, you
one
know.
One per guest.
What's that Irish dance? Oh. You know, what is it? Where they all line up.
I know.
Yeah, like that for strippers.
Yeah.
What's it called? Come on. The rain dance. The man dance.
Rain.
The Irish.
The,
Irish.
Irish.
Irish. line dance.
Like they were in Vegas. Like they were big, right?
Huge. There were tons of them.
What are they called?
Tap dancers, Irish type tap dancers. Anyways, it's going to be like that, but strippers. Huge. You know what? Dick everywhere. Dick everywhere. You know what? They're going to be on levels, on pier. Dick, dick, dick. Now listen, it's so much more than dick, but it's just going to be funny. There's going to be funny.
So funny.
I'm going to get a swing, a wrecking ball, and maybe come through them. I'm going to do all of it. Irish rain dance.
What were they called?
River dance.
River dance.
There you go.
They're going to be the...
Yeah, they're going to be like river
the
dance.
The cat and nat dance.
Yeah, and they're going to be all over, and they're just going to be like... They're going to come down the aisles by the tons, the millions.
I don't know why.
Strippers feel so naughty, but... Because you know why? I'm going to tell you why.
Because they're fun?
Sometimes we get a few DMs where they're like, you used to be about... Now you're just about strippers. I'm like, number one, no, we're not. Number two, strippers should be, like, iconic.
They're
because our strippers in our life are... You know, have been dealt a shitty hand in life, but are the most positive, hardworking, optimistic, kind, gentlemen, like respectful,
hardworking.
Yes,
said that.
All of that. Like they are the epitome of what a good human is, and they're and they get shit thrown at them all the time, and attitudes and judgments, and they rise above, and they continue every day to be these good people. So I'm like. I don't know why everyone's like, oh no, stripper. I'm like, listen, they're my friends, and I need more of friends. I need these friends in my life.
Yep,
like
they're a good attitude, I'll tell you what.
And they're fun. They go somewhere and they're fun.
And we turn on music and we all just party.
It's like there's no they're like, yes, they're you know what it is?
They're really open-minded to all the different women that come on stage too, including grandmas.
They're comfortable with themselves, so there's two fucks given what other people think of them because their whole life they've been taught had to battle against what people think about them.
So they gotta just love themselves.
So they just love themselves. And so when they walk into a room and they have fun and everyone's already staring at them, so they might as well be like, I'm already gonna have fun. Like, I'm just gonna do this. I'm not gonna apologize or be a dick. I'm just gonna be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't handle that, well, you're a lahooser. I'd love to see them at a country club.
They've ridden a bull before.
What?
They've rode
a... No, I'd like to see them at a country club, not like a country western club. Like, I'd like to take them to, like, you know, like a tennis club.
And just...
Like, you and me in the tennis club with our friends. And we roll in.
Yeah.
And there, all these people are sitting there. If you're in a country club, power to you. But listen, is that bad power to you?
Like I support you.
Okay, but you know, because now it's... Yeah. Anyways... So if you do that, but I would love to imagine them walking and smelling delicious.
Oh, they smell
with
like the
tight
best.
Tops,
ooh, yeah.
Gray track pants,
yeah.
And they're just loud and
yeah.
Fun, and you roll in, and everyone's like, "What the fuck is that?" We need to join a country club and bring them all with. They'll be
so
our guests.
Fun.
We'll go to the pool.
Okay, are we gonna join this country club? Because we would hate that.
No, but we go with our people. They would hate.
How do we get there?
What do you mean?
Like we join?
I don't know. I'm not there yet. It's just like, then everyone's like, they, you know, some of the clubs, which I think is disgusting, they can X you, like, you can get like a strike against you, so you can't get into that club.
Oh,
like, they have to put your name up.
And we would walk in the door, everyone would be like, oh my God, they're here, oh my God, they're
here.
Everyone would be like, gather in the lounge, because that's where they're all going to
be. Yeah, and everyone would be like, watch out for the
Oh, and there'd be a pool.
Yeah, there's a pool. We all go to the pool.
So we all go to the pool.
Yeah, we go to the pool. Yeah, and they carry a beatbox with them, like a big ghetto
on
blaster.
Their shoulder.
All of us. Actually, no, it's a Bluetooth speaker. It's waterproof, so we can go in the water with it. I have it on my backpack.
We bring our own floaties, and they're all outrageous. Like, huge blow-ups.
Yeah, or, like, the PTA meeting. You know what I mean? Like, there's a fundraiser for the parents, and we roll in with our guys. And they're like, what the...
They're here to teach the kids how to break dance.
They'd be great with kids.
I know.
They actually are great with kids. All of our kids know them, met them backstage, and love them.
They're very cute, and they asked them to do a flip, and they flipped.
Yeah, okay, well, this is great. You know what? We will...
Always roll with them.
Yeah.
We're like chip and potato, but they're our chip. Is that right? Are they potato or chip?
They're potato. We're chips.
Yeah, we're chips.
And we just pull them out.
Well, they're big potatoes.
Yeah, well, they're just our friend.
Wait, they're chips?
Potatoes.
They're big potatoes.
They roll out of the, like, we pull up to a restaurant that's like, everyone's like, you know, like a really fancy, like blue, what's a blue eye? What's it called? Those like fancy ones in Hollywood.
Oh,
remember
we went
to one and no one, and Kelsey Grammer was there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you can't
like
look at anyone. It's like,
yeah.
It's like dark and lame. Okay. It's so.
It was at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
It is.
And the food, the menu on, like the menu on the restaurant is like from 1972.
Okay. And the waiters are from 1972 as well.
Just like it too.
Yeah. So they're, and like they were born in 1941. Or maybe 1930, and they were still working in the 70s. They're still there.
Fine. But yet it's attracting young celebrities, too, because, you've got to be seen there.
But there's no music, and it's like you walk in, it's dark.
Isn't it, carpeted? I swear it's carpeted.
Carpeted, dark, upholstered. No one can look at anyone, but everybody's looking at everyone.
Because everybody knows everyone's a celebrity there, except for us.
So we roll in, and I'd like to roll in with our dancers and be like, what's going on? And then
they're so loud when they talk.
Yeah, and Kelsey Grammer's there, and everyone's, not looking. And then I'm like, oh, my God.
It's kind of fun when we were,
he was in the corner with a big group of people, and it's so LA.
We went to, where were we in New York? We went to, I guess Nobu. What was the big one with upstairs with
Tao.
The big Buddha? Tao. And then when we all walked out together, and they're just so big. And wasn't one of them wearing a fur coat?
Oh yeah, our dancers came with. We took them for our holiday dinner, because they're our team. And so we all went to dinner with all of them: Hassan, them, us, everybody. Okay. Yeah. And we roll out of towel. They must be like, what the f-? No, we don't look like we all mix match together. But
We... Like, how the fuck did they? Especially... No, it's just good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah. I like that. I like unexpected shit. I know. I like being...
And I love being like... Because if that was me...
Oh my God, we did those drinks at the top of the we did something with our team again. Yeah. And they rolled into that.
And the guys at the door were like... You're not meeting anyone here, and they're like, we're waving, we're like, they're with us.
Yeah, and how dare you assume they're not with us? They're our friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? Come on over.
They were so scared. They weren't gonna get in. And we're like, we're having a bunch of men come meet us. Yeah, when they come up here, they're kind of big. Send them over.
We've taught everyone that when we go to places and they don't look like they fit there, we've taught them. No, you fit everywhere.
Yeah,
you fit with us. You come for dinner with us. You're part of our team. You roll with us.
And you know why else I love that scene? Because if I was out to dinner with my husband or my friends and that crew walked in, I would be so fucking nosy. I would want to know every
and Hassan's
detail.
In a pink jacket with fringe. Oh, it is just.
And then there's Maggie and Gumby and just everything. It's like, who are these fuckers?
Yeah, who are these fuckers? Yeah.
And we came in with security detail.
Yep, security detail walking through us with these back alleys. I'm like, we're not that big of a deal. You don't. Yeah. But they had to for security reasons.
That was a crazy night.
We just talked about seven nights in one, just so you know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, guys, we're reminiscing because, it's all we fucking got.
No, I do believe that, we could tell you so many fun tour stories. One time we were in Calgary and there was a snowstorm like none other. Okay. Like a snowstorm. And
up to your waist.
And we had been traveling across Canada for we were on cities. I didn't even know what city we were in. Okay. And we get on stage and Calgary is it hadn't started snowing, but when we went on stage, it had started. And halfway through the show, we come back out, and the crowd is so epic.
They're all standing on their
chairs. And I look at Gumby, and we're trying to talk, but they just want a party. And I look at Gumby, and I'm like, fucking, let's kick it up. And then we basically just we couldn't even talk because they were so loud and excited. So we had like an epic dance party on the second half.
My husband told me he's like, Calgary girls are a good time.
Well, they were the best time. And we were, we also, that was the city we didn't have strippers. Was it? That didn't show up and I had to go on and pretend. No, that was London. Oh, that's another story. So Calgary, oh no, our strippers were with us. So Calgary kicks it up like insanely. And then we finish the show and we have to get on the bus and go through these mountains. Now the mountains aren't like normal mountains. It is like a mountainous drive that is notorious and actually pretty dangerous. So Roy, our bus driver, who we are love and who has taken care of us from like day one, we walk out and you can't even walk. The snow is to your calves. And he's like, we're supposed to go to the airport or something. Yeah. We're supposed to go somewhere.
Yep.
Because they want to fly.
To a hotel near the airport so we can leave the next day.
They want to fly us out in case the bus can't make it, right?
I'm so nervous that if we sit on that bus and we don't make it out, who knows when we'll be able to make it out.
So we're on the bus. So we it's so snowy. The girls are everywhere. People are trying to get Uber. It's like literally the craziest snowstorm I've ever seen. So the bus isn't leaving that night. It's too dangerous. So the bus is now parked. But Nat's like, we're going to go. We're going to get an Uber. So we have to walk because we're in the middle of a campus. We have to walk maybe a mile with our suitcases in the snow with no snow boots because it's fucking April, end of April. So Roy's like, let's go, okay? So we're walking through the snow.
With Lexi, too.
With Lexi, falling, bailing, snow. You couldn't, it was so, we were soaking wet.
Soaking wet.
So we're waiting for our Uber. Our Uber can't even get down the street. The Uber can't find us. We're like, people are so drunk, and if they recognize us, we will be mobbed because they're just in the mind state of wanting to party.
And we can't get away.
And we can't get away. So we have to kind of like, kind of hide so that people don't know that we are there. Otherwise, we'll cause more of a shit show. So finally, the Uber cancels, like the 30 Uber cancels on us. Roy and the three girls have been standing there for probably
a long time because we're so determined to get out of there.
So we have to go back to the bus to sleep.
Which takes another like half an hour in the snow to get to the bus.
And we get back, and then the next morning we have to wake up, and I believe we get dropped off at the airport. I can't even remember.
But yeah, I feel like they had to leave at like we had to really, really early.
But lo and behold, they break down in the middle of the Rocky Mountains and the bus breaks down.
What?
Yes, the bus broke down. They had to spend an extra day. They're on the side of the road. They're on the side of
them.
Them. And that's one of the reasons why they never put, quote unquote, the talent, because everyone, the show can go on with everybody but the two of us. So the show can't go on without the two of us. So they're in the middle of, and they're not going to tell us because they don't want us to worry about them not making it there. So they are stuck and they don't have a part.
Such a good memory.
And I remember, and they had no service and we couldn't get a hold of them. And Nat and I are like in Vancouver and we're like, where the hell is the team?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my, another time in Houston, we almost didn't make it because the bus also broke down on the side of the road and we woke up in the middle of.
We were inside of it like a garage.
I'm like, where the hell are we?
We almost died that day.
And they're like, you have 8 hours. Roy hadn't slept in 24 hours. Like, you are on the stage in X amount of hours. We had to do our makeup on the bus. The bus is going back and forth. Roy is going as fast as he can. Maggie's trying to keep Roy awake, being like, don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. Oh, he's trying to keep, because he's not supposed to be awake for a certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
We pull in at like 6 something, and we're going on stage at 7. We didn't even do sound check. I was doing sound check like, It was the most, that was also an off the chart show. It was the most insane. We have some insane stories, Newt.
I know.
We drove through a tornado.
Yeah, and then all those times where we were doing we had to like ride off a bus when everyone was still sleeping. Hassan would do our makeup on the bus, then we'd roll into a TV station and just be like, hey, yeah, we just rolled off our tour bus. No idea what we look like.
We had no mirrors.
And we'd done a show the night before and like gone to bed late and slept on a bus. And we were like eyes burning.
Oh my God, there are stories.
It was, and then there are stories that we can't even get into because they're just so good and so long. But, you know, one day when we're old ladies, we'll tell the stories. That'll be amazing.
Our podcast is going to go on forever.
Yes, so we're going to eventually we'll start telling a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There was some backstage romances.
There were.
Bus romances, as you called. Should they call them showmances?
Yeah, they call them showmances.
Everyone, they all didn't end well?
They all, and all of them, like the people that go on the road, like, they come and they work for us, and then they go for work for another show, and basically they're like hobos. They don't really have homes.
Oh, and one bus driver we had who was a substitute for the
didn't
another
know how to drive a bus.
Didn't know how to drive a bus. That was a good one. That was a great time.
What about the guy who was like, I can't put on the air conditioning.
Right.
No, I can't put on the heat because
or air conditioning.
Yeah, because of germs, and everyone's like, yeah, it's a thing. I'm like, so celebrities freeze in their beds?
Right.
Or overheat in their beds?
Maybe we're not allowed to get sick on the road.
Oh, okay, but oh my God.
Yeah, we'd freeze at nighttime. Oh, guys, the tour bus life was like, you know, at the end of it, we needed a break, which is super, it's great that we got the break when we did to realize what we really miss. And the tour bus life is like, you're with, when we say they're like our family, you are on top of each other for every day, all day, and you have no outside, like my husband would be like, you haven't called me. I'm like, there's nowhere for me to go and call you. Someone's either asleep or beside you or around you. Like, you're not going for a moment alone somewhere, which is fine. But you're all on top of each other and you have nowhere to go. So you get to know each other really well, really fast.
Like, imagine,
you know, eat together.
When you're starting to date someone or get to know someone, you don't have a sleepover the first night and see them first thing in the morning. You don't see them right before they go to bed. You don't see them eating. You don't see them, like, brushing their teeth. You don't see all of that stuff. I don't even know.
Do you guys want more tour bus stories? I got it. So tour bus, when it ended, it was a break we needed because although it sounds super fun, it's the biggest schlep, and it is, you come off so exhausted off the bus, but like so full. It's like you're getting home from camp.
Did I see anybody naked in that back room?
Yeah, it was, I always saw Hassan in his underwear. Not naked though. I think you did see someone naked. I know who you saw naked.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? And then one time Lexi walked into a shower and saw buck naked. Like buck naked. She saw his butt. She was like, his legs are just so long.
Oh my. So she walked into his ass or his dick.
Not his dick. It was from the, but she's like, he was butt naked. Oh, a lot of nakedness backstage and on the bus.
Not real, like.
Not purposefully.
Yeah, no, it's not like we're walking around. It's not an orgy on the bus. Like, and it smells. It can get smelly. Like when it, you know,
people snore.
Oh, Natalie, people snore and it's loud.
But I might snore, but other people snore louder than me.
Oh yeah, no, it is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we were so against the bus because thinking about sharing spaces with people, and then you get on the bus, and
you can't poo on the bus. I don't know if we told you this before. You can pee, but you can't poo.
I would do a 4-dayer on the bus again.
Oh hell yeah! I don't know if it's worth it financially.
It's not, but it's fun. I mean, after this, nothing.
Like, I was going to tell you that I was going to do a 4-week busser.
No, you would die. I could, like, I mean, 7 days. In 7
Fine, we'll do 7.
In 7 days felt like a month. Yeah. Like, you didn't know what city you were in. You'd wake up, like, what city? I mean, people stay up to, like, 3 in the morning, and then...
A lot of them stay up, like, those people, like, that work on the tour, yeah, they stay up and they drink at night, and you, like, come out, and you're, like, dead to sleep, and you come out to pee, and there they are, just, like, having
wine. And they don't see sunlight. Like, you really don't see sunlight.
And then they order food at night, and I don't know how they don't have to poo.
And then we walk into this theater. We basically have lunch, and everyone's like, come. A lot of you guys are so kind, and they come meet us, and I'm like, we start work at like 2:00. Like,
but honestly, I feel like I always appreciated the audience and the women there and the, like,
oh my god, we would cry. I wouldn't even know what to say.
I know if I see them, yeah, it's gonna be so
epic.
I want to close my eyes and wake up
there
when you're after my run yesterday, because I had negative thoughts. So then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go get positive thoughts. I fully got them by
now.
It turned around. I thought, what if I came back and everyone came outside and you were pulling up and you guys were like, Natalie, guess what?
We're going on tour?
No. COVID just fucking vanished. They just gave the report. There's not one case. It's over, Natalie. It is over. And then a black car pulls up and you're like, and?
We're going on tour. Why can't you do that for me?
I was on the run, so I was busy. I was busy at the time. And it all happened while I was on my run. And then I came back from my run. I decided to run for another half an hour just to give everyone a little more time to prepare.
For you.
Bags and stuff, yeah.
For you.
Yes, a surprise for me.
Okay. Well.
So, yeah, you know what? I can feel, when that stripper put up those dates for that tour, which, you know, may or may not get canceled, just the idea of it gave me a taste of that yum, yum, yum. You know, I'd go back to the UK too, for sure.
Oh my God.
London was really nice, and where we stayed was so nice.
I loved it.
And it was the prettiest.
I want to go back there for cocktails.
I know, that bar was so... And I feel like we owned the place, because, like, when the girls came down that worked there, she's like, we found out you were staying here, and we got to use the one big party room, and we knew all the restaurants, and remember the psychic that told you what drink you should drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, just, like, the ladies at the front doors, and then when we fell asleep in that room because we didn't have a room yet, remember that pretty room?
Oh, my God, I sure do.
The decor in London... is so thoughtful and beautiful.
Oh, fuck. I forgot to do the fucking form. I can't do this, Newt.
What form?
For Olivia to go to soccer.
Well, is it today?
I have to do it by 1:00, and there's no, I can't do this. Every time, and I told her she has to take responsibility because I can't.
They're not let you in.
Nope. They said there is no.
I don't believe them.
I can't do this.
I can't.
Every day you have to do a form.
I know. Did you do Perlman's, by the way?
Yes.
Me too.
But she called and did it, like, they did it yesterday. You know what I mean? Date of training session. Like, I have to do it the day of, what's the date today?
7th.
Oh, 7. I'm done.
Yeah,
I can't do this.
Here we go. We were having a good time there in dreamland.
20. I know. I just, oh, right. Right? Right?
Anyways, I feel like I can taste it a little bit, just so you know. And you know what your brother said to me today?
What did she say to you today?
Well, your brother's a boy, so it's a he.
What did he say to you today?
Speaking of that, I gotta tell you something else. He said, I mean, there's only like 7 weeks left.
Of what?
Like, until September. Like, he acted like it was no big deal.
Okay.
I was like, we have no plans for the rest of the summer. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go.
Well, because he gets to go to a farm with a big ass pool.
Yeah, and then he's gonna go to your brother's.
Oh, when?
Oh, I don't know.
Did he say when?
No, I didn't ask him his
date. I'll go at the same time.
Oh, won't you guys all just have some fun? Maybe I'll go somewhere. Maybe I'll just go.
You were going to leave me.
I know.
Just so you know.
I know.
You were going to leave me.
Let me know if you're going to go away somewhere. I'll figure something out.
Well, where are you going to go?
You know what I mean? I don't know.
I'd only go for a night or two.
Oh, never mind then.
Like, I'm not going for... I would never leave for, like, a week.
No, I know.
You crazy with that shit?
Okay, but wait, I was just going to say one thing
I would
about tasting.
We're going to go away again, just so you know.
I know.
Okay, well, that's our life. We got to go. We love you guys. Leave a 5-star review.
Hold on, and one more thing. It's going to be great when we go back on tour, guys. And I know you'll all be there, and it will be the most amazing thing. And I love that we have gotten to know so many more of you during this COVID. You've been introduced to us. So when we hit your city, you won't even have to wait that long. We're coming at you. I just got to grab something inside.
Okay, bye.